Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Well, a very full house today. Aina Ní Laoghna and Richard Collins both in studio, and we'll be talking to him very shortly in the south of France, of all places, Niall Hatch. Aina, would you like to be in the south of France today?
Well, I would love to be in the south of France if the weather was lovely and glorious. I mean, here it is damp and dank. It's at 6.5 degrees and you can see the buds, but we haven't seen the sun in the last fortnight. So if there was sun in the south of France and it wasn't any colder than 6 degrees, I would be there like a shot if Niall would invite me.
Well, Niall can tell us. What's it like there, Niall?
It is very nice, and you're welcome anytime, Aina, as are you, Derek. But in terms of temperature, it's about the same as you just described there, Aina. I'd say around 6 degrees. It's not warm here at the moment, but it is gloriously sunny. It is a bright day, so there's not much heat in that sun, but it's looking like a very nice spring day here in the south of France. I'm in a place called Mondelieu-la-Napoule, which is a town very close to Cannes on the French Riviera, and it's where my late father used to spend a lot of time. He lived down here for a while, and I like to come back when I can and enjoy the nature and the wildlife and revisit some of the places I used to go to with my dad. So it's a great place to be, especially at this time of year when all the seasons are changing and spring is in the air.
Don't they have a mimosa festival there at this time of year?
They do, La Fête du Mimosa, which is underway right now, actually. It always takes place in the middle of February because that's precisely the time when the mimosa trees are in full bloom here. The area here, especially Mondelieu-la-Napoule, they call themselves the capital of mimosa, and they have this big festival every year to celebrate this glorious flower on the trees. All around the hills, I'm looking out the window now and I see in the hills around us just vibrant yellow in the green trees. The blossoms of the mimosa are incredibly colourful, very, very interesting species. Not native to France, it's actually originally from Australia. It's a type of acacia. But it's been widely planted down here. So the story goes, it was actually originally planted for a visit by Queen Victoria back in the 19th century. She was a big fan of this part of the world and used to come down to the south of France a lot. And since then, the tree has really taken off and it's really widespread here in the woodlands, especially around Mondelieu. And it's beautiful to look at, I must say.
Any statues of Queen Victoria in the area? I know there was one outside of Leinster House. I think that's in Australia now. Or is it just a case that she appeared where they appeared as part of the empire?
There certainly are lots of mementos of her here. There are various plaques commemorating things. I haven't seen a statue of her down here because, of course, obviously France and Britain would have been, well, rivals at the time, friendly enough rivals at that stage in history. But certainly there's a lot of long association with her down here.
Yeah, we have mimosa growing here in Ireland, but it's very much a garden plant and it's in flower here too. But when you said you had a mimosa festival, I thought you were all out drinking mimosas, because mimosa is the name of a cocktail, is it not, Niall?
It is. It's part orange juice and part champagne. So like a Buck's Fizz by another name, really. I think the ratio proportions might be slightly different officially, but that's basically what it is. And it's so called because the colour of the resulting cocktail is very similar to the blossom of the trees. And I'm sure in the festival here, they are consuming a few of those. It is kind of a breakfast drink, apparently. No, I haven't indulged myself this morning. But certainly what they do here is they make all sorts of things out of mimosa flowers. There's syrups and there's jams, there's liqueurs, all of these things, soaps, everything like that. The only problem, as far as I can tell, is although the mimosa is very pretty to look at and the smell in the air is pleasant, it doesn't really taste great, I have to say. I think they're already maybe flogging a dead horse when it comes to trying to get this mimosa flavour to go mainstream. It's not terrible, but it takes a bit like off almonds, as far as I can tell. So much better just have something almond flavour. It's nicer. But the colour is certainly gorgeous, so maybe that makes up for it.
I'm sure the flowers are good for the bees, though, and for the insects so early in the year. I presume it contains lots of pollen at any rate, and maybe nectar as well. So from that point of view, it probably is worth having.
Yes, you definitely see lots of bees even at this stage. Even when the weather's quite cold, there are insects out or among it. I can see it. It's a bit early for the butterflies yet. And usually then when the butterflies emerge, the blossom is already gone. By March, it's already out of flower in most cases. One of the issues with it as well is anywhere where the mimosa down here grows close to the roads or any kind of park, people pick the blossoms and cut them down from the trees. So after a while, the only really full bloom ones you see are in the distant mountains where people can't really get to without a lot of effort. It seems very popular down here. But it's a fast-growing tree, and it does grow, as you said, in a garden situation in Ireland. My mum has one in her garden in South Dublin, but hers hasn't flowered yet. It's rare enough to see them in flower in Ireland, whereas down here they flower very readily. But there's more sunlight down here. It's also a species which does very well in areas that are prone to forest fires. It's often one of the first species that will colonise an area after a fire. They grow very rapidly, and so that's one of the reasons why they can colonise parts of southern Europe. Obviously, that's an adaptation to southern parts of Australia, where the species is native to, where there'd be a regime of forest fires going back millennia, millions of years even, and this tree has managed to capitalise on that and sort of be a pioneer species that goes into burned areas.